Blog Talk Radio.
You know, everything I say on this podcast about myself is true. I'm not making no money from them. You know, I can make a good podcaster, but, you know, I ain't making no money. I spent $39 for nothing. So I'm still on here. I think they have my credit card, so I got to change it. But I'm still going to do podcasts indefinitely. I have a lot to say until I stop, you know. But the music industry as an artist is so hard to do, so hard. I feel the suffering in the nearly 33 years since I started, wanted to be an artist in 1990. You know, I prepared myself for the longevity, but I wasn't given that chance. It was too harsh, and there were situations that, you know, put me in a situation where it altered, it caused a lot of harm, and it possibly prevented me from being an artist, you know, like moving to somewhere other than West Hollywood, you know, when I was younger. But I did go over there, sing, so I did the best I could, and come across people who are targeting me even now for it. You know, I wanted to be in the industry after 33 years, and I got tired of the suffering, you know. I suffered too much. I came out, I was homeless when I came out here. I told you that, you know. So I sacrificed something that never came true. It was like an illusion. But I'm not giving up. I'm still a professional songwriter. And I do, while I appreciate being able to release my songs to the public, you know, indie labels is like a gateway to nowhere unless it's connected to a major label or, and I'm not with no major label, that's connected to a major label to get to the next label. And it's too hard, you know. That's why I say I have something to fall back on. But I'm not giving up. I'm still a songwriter. And I do appreciate whoever listened about my song. And I do appreciate whatever few friends or fans I have or being able to do videos and the professional level. Fame, but not fortune. I made no money from it. I wasn't giving me no recognition from it. I was ignored. I was, you know, all through my life I had to deal with that. So there's nothing much I could do but love myself. But I can't do that forever, you know. That's why I'm no longer an artist on stage or releasing demos, because I've done it for 30 years. But that is the truth. Honest truth, about 30 years. If I was a little off, but it's 33 years about. But I could change my mind if I get a break or, you know, get that big break or something, that dream suddenly come true, then perhaps, yes, I will definitely. But until then, I can't do it. Let God take over, whatever God's, you know. I do have something to fall back on. It's not what I intended to come when I came out here. And I'm still wondering why I'm still living where I'm at. Because this is not what I wanted to live. I wanted to live in Santa Monica or West Hollywood. But over here now, it's not as safe as it was when I first came out here. So I don't desire to live over there as I used to. But I have to go over there. That's the industry, you know. I came across people that I simply do not understand in terms of health. You know, these delusional people thinking that I'm going to be a counselor. Let me tell you, they kept saying it over and over again. I am not a mental health counselor. I never really was. I did work, and I didn't come out to L.A. to be a mental health counselor. Came out to be an artist or use my mental side, but nothing to do with mental health. All they had to do is go to someone who's actually working in mental health, with an MFT, MSW, PhD. That's who they go to. Go to someone who's actually who can deal with that. I'm not a counselor, and I never will be, not now or in the future. That is the absolute truth. So they need to stop coming over here. When he said, I'm a leader or stuff, well, they're doing it because they need somebody to help them. They need to go to psychiatrist, psychologist, because I'm not a counselor. I'm an artist, you know. Go find somewhere else. That's all I need to say to those particular people. They will find leaders to help them get there on their way. And then come out to OA to work with people who are that's not what I came. I'm an artist, not a mental health counselor, not a therapist. Oh, another thing. When I do these podcasts and someone said I sound like a preacher, I will never be a preacher. I'm not a Christian. I don't, I'm a Buddhist, Judaism perhaps, but not Christian. But I respect Christianity. Christianity is a good thing, but I'm not a preacher. I'm not going to be no minister in no church, so that's never going to happen. So stop that, too. That is the truth. Just like they say all these things, you know. And then these people kept saying that I'm going to be straight. I am not going to be straight in this lifetime because I wasn't born that way. I was gay all my life. I'm going to be gay now and gay forever until the day I die, whether I'm single or not. That is the truth, the absolute truth. But I don't need to be discriminated before because I think when I talk about this on podcasts, I have the homophobes, the religious zealots. They need to stop. In California, where gay marriage had been legal since 2013, you can look it up. And they just passed the Congress, the whole United States law last year in December. It's been legal for the last 10 years in California. And it's been legal since 2015 with the U.S. Supreme Court. So they need to stop this anti-gay bashing and targeting me or racism. You can't do this in California. You can go to jail for a hate crime, so stop it. I don't hang out with homophobes or racists. I don't hang around with religious conservatives. Stay away. Religious zealots, stay away from me forever. Don't come near me. Don't talk about me. I'm not your friend. They got mental problems that they can't accept the ways of this state and the country. Then leave it. Leave me alone. You don't want to be charged with a hate crime for targeting me because I'm color or black person or because I'm gay. You need to stop. Or my friend Jewish, stop. That's all I need to say. That is the truth. Nothing further but the truth. Oh, and you know, I talked about this and those delusional people making up stories, the homeless or coming over here saying that I like drag queens because I'm gay. That is so ignorant. The IQ lowered to my shoe size. I support all people, regardless of color, race, creed, sexual orientation, sexual identity. If you're transgender, I support them in general. They deserve their rights. They should be supported. But they are, on a personal level, not my type sexually. I said I'm not attracted to transsexuals or transgender. Never had, never was. That is the truth. It would be the truth now and the truth forever. But at the same time, I do not discriminate against them or anyone as far as civil rights. I can't. I'm black. I'm gay. So they deserve their civil rights. I deserve mine. But I'm not. But just because I'm not attracted to them sexually does not mean I'm a bigot. I just ain't attracted. You can't make me like something that I don't like. Okay, that's all I need to say. That is the truth. But I don't discriminate. Any type of discrimination is wrong. Like racism, homophobia, transphobia, that's wrong. Everybody deserves to be treated equally, regardless of race, color, creed, sexual orientation, sexual identity, religion, identity, wherever you are, you deserve to be treated fairly. I say that because I don't want people to misquote my words or to think I'm a prejudice. I'm not. Not liking someone, not being attracted to someone is not prejudice. But when someone support hindering someone's rights, that's prejudice. I'm not that. I never will be. I've always been open-minded liberal. I'm far liberal, far left now because of discrimination and being harassed by a white supremacist or white conservative, religious conservative, who can't accept the reality and trying to, I'm angry because I don't believe in Christianity or because I'm gay. I was targeted for racism and homophobia where I live indirectly. So that is the truth. But if I'm not attracted to someone sexually, that does not mean I discriminate. I'm not going to be with someone who I don't like sexually. That's a preference. I hang out with liberals, very open-minded people. I hang out with people who are open-minded, California, open-minded, L.A., San Francisco, Seattle type, you know, open-minded people. I hang out with, I have a liberal viewpoint. I'm very, but I'm aware of what's going on. I don't want no right-winger, no hate monger coming my way. They need to stop, stay away. Don't discriminate against me, okay, because I'm open-minded or liberal or because I'm gay. Stop. Don't commit a hate crime against me, okay? This ain't 1940, okay? You can't hang me or put me, take my life away. Lynching is illegal, okay? So the white supremacists, stay away. I don't hang out, you know, with conservatives who are close-minded. I don't hang out. Stay away. Stay away from me. You're going to get charged with a hate crime. Stay away from me. That's all I need to say. So that's the way it is. That is the truth, the absolute truth. I hope you heard me. I mean, I hope these delusional people stop saying lies about me. And these delusional people, don't discriminate me. You know, stop saying lies about me. And that's the way it is, honestly. There are all different types of heterosexual, different type of gay people. I'm gay. I always will be gay for the rest of my life. But I'm not attracted to transgender people sexually. But I don't discriminate against them. That is the truth. They deserve, they're equal to me. But sexual preference has nothing to do with discrimination. I'm just not attracted to them. And they deserve fair treatment. They deserve the rights. This is not discrimination. There's no transphobia here, okay? I'm very open. Again, love does not see color, race, creed, color, sexual orientation, sexual identity. We are all equal. So if you have any questions what I say, please contact me because I'm very open. I do not endorse any type of discrimination. And I'm going to say whoever you like sexually or whoever you want to just hang out with whoever you want. That's a right. That's the freedom of this country. It doesn't mean that it's none of anybody's business. I don't like bringing up my lifestyle or anything because I have people who made up lies about me. I have people who believe things that ain't true. If they have a problem with it, I'm sorry. I'm out, and that's the way it's going to be. It's the truth. I don't need to own hatred for it. You know, they made up lies that I didn't own my home. It's the truth. County courthouse, I own the home, Dove Knight, 2004. You can look at the county courthouse. You can look at the mortgage, and they still don't think I own a home. That man is delusional. He needs to be locked up in the hospital. Why is he sitting on the street saying things that it ain't none of his business if I own a home, but saying something that ain't true? That's a delusional or some schizophrenia or something. I don't want to deal with no crazy person. That's for a therapist or psychiatrist. Go to a psychiatrist, please. I don't need no psycho around me who's saying things that ain't true about me. Or whether I own the home or not, it's none of his business. But what he's saying is not true. He's saying something that ain't true. It's true, and it's shown to the contrary. He's delusional and dangerous. That's why some mentally ill people, a few are delusional, can be dangerous. Their delusions can attack an innocent person. That's what I deal with. They look at a stranger or someone they see around them and just target them with their delusions or their whatever they lack. Go to our mental hospital. I have to. It's to tell the truth. I am about myself. I'm open-minded to all people. I'm sorry if anyone is offended by this podcast, but I'm very open. I vote Democratic all my life. I was very disappointed with this passing of Dianne Feinstein because she does so much as a liberal beacon of the Senate. I voted for her in 1992 when I first came out here. I was struggling and in and out of hotels and living on the street, but I was aware of politics. So Dianne Feinstein, I'm glad that you served in the Senate. And I'm glad that they selected LaFonda Butler. She's the first lesbian in the state to be. She worked with Dianne Feinstein. Congratulations to her. It's about time gay and lesbians have their rights. They should. But that is the way it is. Everybody should be free and should not be harassed for being who they like. If you, whatever you like, whoever you believe, that's your right. Whether you believe whatever, because I know people ain't gonna gonna believe what I believe. They have that right to believe. They have a right to believe or hang out with whoever you want. Discrimination should not be, or racism should not be tolerated, or harassment. And that's what I experienced. I even had, you know, people think my home is some, you know, about those alleged allegations. And I told you, boundaries of homes are important. That's law. But I ain't going to mention it again, but people think my home is some show for them to look at. There's not for no show for them to look at. Respect boundaries. Because I do these podcasts or music, it's not for them to look at. The people in the neighborhood, I mean, those homeless or whatever. Well, I leave it there. I told the truth. I am about myself. I'm an open book. And that's all it matters. Good day, good night from Dove Nights.